Starting a business can be scary.
10, 9.
For most of us, it's new, confusing, and pretty unknown. Like uncharted territory or exploring a new land. But it can also be incredibly exciting, with lots of opportunities to meet new people, learn new skills, make a living, and change the world. It's a lifelong journey of adventure and discovery. But, as the old saying goes, the journey of a million miles begins with the first step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Are you ready to take the leap? If you are, then buckle up, because it may just start you off on a journey that will last a lifetime. Hello and welcome to Young Entrepreneur, a podcast where we teach young people just like you the essentials of starting and running your own business. The show is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, a charity focused promoting entrepreneurship in my home city, Belfast, and beyond. Me? Well, my name is Matthew Thompson. I'm a 23-year-old business owner. I did Young Enterprise in my teens when I was in high school, and I'm really, really excited to have you here for episode number one of Young Entrepreneur, and we're going to jump straight into it. Really hope that you enjoy. So, why are you here? More specifically, why on earth are you listening to this podcast? Perhaps it's because you've started a young enterprise program. Maybe you're here because your teacher sent you and told you to listen to it. Or maybe you've just stumbled across the show while searching through Google. Whatever reason you're here, we're glad that you are, because taking the first step in business is often the hardest. So many incredible ideas, dreams, and projects never come to pass because the people who come up with them don't take the first step. But what holds people back from taking it? Why do people not take that first step? Well, we've asked a couple of local entrepreneurs for their opinion, and hopefully it'll share some light on the issue.
Hi there, my name's Andy from GoFit. GoFit stands for Go Find Your Trainer, and it's an easy way to find and book a local health and fitness professional. Kind of like Airbnb, but for the health and fitness industry. In my experience, the number one thing that holds people back is simply fear of failure. Fear that I can't do it, fear that I won't be good enough, fear that my solution won't cut it, fear that I'll be inadequate, fear that there's too many other competitors, too many other voices. And I would encourage somebody in that space just to go for it, or you'll regret it in hindsight. So go for it, you can do it.
My name's Lisa Donaldson. I am the general manager of the Ormo Bass Innovation Centre. I think people find it difficult to commit to starting your own business. It takes a long time. It's a lot of work. It's not going to be a routine day job. It's going to be well beyond the 9 to 5. And I think if some people are nervous because they just don't have experience. There's a lot of buzzwords used in business. And that can become confusing to people who have brilliant ideas and would actually make great business people, but they're just not used to that sort of environment and they don't really feel very comfortable in it. So they really should just learn. But commitment is the main thing. It takes a lot of work.
So my name is Mark O'Donnell and I run a company called Elastic Energy. We're a tech company who do market analytics for energy companies. From my own experience, it's probably a little bit of imposter syndrome. Everyone waits around to ask for permission to do things. Sometimes you just got to go out and get it. A good thing for me was having mentors along the way that kind of give you the permission to go do it. I think that's a big thing that's helped me get through and actually take that next step into starting a business.
My name is Rachel. I am currently the manager of Root and Branch at Ormo Baths, and I look after the shop and on a day-to-day make coffee for all of our lovely customers. One of the big sort of things I say is probably from a financial side of people not really knowing where to source the funds to start up. And I think that's probably one of the big things to hold people back. That, and probably also not really knowing the unpredictability of how things will go, and sometimes having the support system and knowing who to turn to whenever things don't go right.
You see, for some people, it's fear. For others, it's distraction. But the biggest reason is because people don't know how. They don't realize how much support and opportunities are out there. And put simply, they just don't know what steps to take. That's hopefully where we can come in. Over the next few episodes, we're going to walk alongside you on your young enterprise journey to give you the tips and tricks you need to make your business, idea, or project really take off.
Zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
It's quite the adventure, and we hope you'll join us for the ride. Young Entrepreneur is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, right here in Belfast. Thanks to local entrepreneurs Lisa Donaldson, Angie McCracken, Rachel Snowden, and Mark O'Donnell for sharing their thoughts with us in this episode. To submit a question or a short story to the show, please download the Anchor app and send us a message, or send an audio clip to podcasts@yenny.co.uk by email. Let us know where you're from, and we'll be able to play your message in the show and also answer it. Thanks very much for listening. My name is Matthew Thompson, and I really hope to see you here next time, where we answer the question, what is an entrepreneur? All the best, folks. Cheers.